Our shiur today will begin on the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara, which is two lines before the end of the daf. Omar Shmuel, Yolam al Yotzi Adam es Atzmo min HaKlal. A person should never take himself out of the klal. And the Gemara is now addressing the following question: which is Adif, Nevarech or Baruchu? So, for example, if there are four people who are mesubin together in a single haseba and they're doing zimun, then he should not be motzi himself from the klal by reciting baruchu. Baruchu is as if he's addressing himself to the other three, excluding himself, but rather he should say nevarech. So the Gemara asks the obvious theory from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Bishlosha v'hu omer baruchu, that if in addition to him, the Mezami, there are another three people who ate together, then he should recite Baruch Hu. So it seems that that's what is preferable. And the Mishnah would certainly be Meshabeach, would praise someone who turned to the other three and said Baruch Hu. The Shomim, those who hear, are made up of three people. They could recite Zimun on their own, so that the fourth person, who's the Mezamein, is really, in a sense, out of the basic unit of Zimun, and he's addressing them to tell them, Baruch Hu, let's bless Hashem. And this really reflects very much the whole source, the whole essence of Zimun, is that we should be Mevarach Hashem. So the Gemara suggests Ema. Let's explain the Mishnah in the following way. Here we're going to start our daf for today, daf nun amud aleph. That if he has four people, af baruchu, you can certainly use baruchu, but that's a secondary method. Mikol makom nevarich adif. He shouldn't be motzi himself from the klal, as we saw from Shmuel, and therefore be preferable that he use the term nevarich. The Gemara wants to bring a proof for this answer, that the Mishnah is not in favor of Baruch Hu, but rather of Nevarech. The Omer of Ada, Bar Ava, Amri Bei Rav, in the Beis Medrash of Rav Tanina, we learned in a Mishnah, this the Mishnah is going to be later on in this very Amud, a proof for Shmuel. It says, Shlosha Shachlu Ka'achas, Enom Rashaim Lichalek Ulevar Kol Echa Levada. In other words, once three people ate together, they became chayv and zimun, they can't split up. And the same thing would apply to four or to five. However, shisha, if six people eat in one group, then they have license, permission to split into two groups, and this group of three will be mezamin for themselves, and this for themselves. Nechlokim, in the case where there are seven or eight, they can divide up into two chaburas in such a way that there will be at least a minimum of three in each chabura. And if there are nine, all told, they can divide up into three groups, three chaburas. Each one is made up of three. Ad asara. However, once they have asara, then einam rashaim l'chalik. They're not allowed to divvy up, because then they'll be mafsid, the very special, unique berkas hazimun of asara, which is called hazkaras Hashem. So that we don't want to undermine. So we're not going to permit dividing up into smaller groups, which would undermine the possibility of saying Hashem, meaning of having a minion to recite the special Birkas Hazimun B'Shem. However, if there are 20, then they can split into two groups of 10 each, and they will say Elokeinu in each Hazimun. Gemara says the following: I amit bishleima nevarech adif. If we're going to understand like Shmuel, that we don't want to be motzi asatzum in a klal, so therefore nevarech is the best way of going, is then mishum hachim. We understand nechlokim. For example, if he has six people eating together, they should split. El I amit baruchu adif. If there's an advantage to baruchu, my nechlokim. Why should we split in the case of six? What's going to happen if you have two groups of three, and you'll be dropping Baruch Hu, because Baruch Hu only applies when you have a minimum of four, and you have the fourth fellow who's addressing the other three, and those three have a unit of Zimun. So if you're going to divide up six into two groups of three each, then you're going to be mafsid, you're going to lose the nevarich. Elav shmamino, shouldn't we therefore derive that nevarich odiv, better to say nevarich, and therefore by splitting up, you don't lose the nevarich. You have two groups of three, you'll recite nevarich, shmamino. The Gemara thinks that that's a good proof. The Gemara announced the quotes another brisa also to prove that there's no maila in baruch hu. Tanya nami hachi. We find in a brisa that the Mishnah didn't mean as we originally thought it to mean that there's an adifus to baruch hu, but rather you can say baruch hu. It's an afsharis, it's possibility. And here's what it says in the brisa: bein sha'amar baruch hu, bein sha'amar nevarech, ein tofsin oso. In other words, we're not going to be medagdic on him if he switches, if he decides to shift. One time he'll say Baruch Hu, the other time he'll say Nevarach. Either way, Al Kach, on this kind of thing, we're not going to make any sort of a ha'ara. We're not going to object against it, because both Lashonos, both formulas for Zeman are absolutely acceptable, Nevarach or Baruch Hu. Vanigdokim, but those who are very, very careful, is Tofsino so al kach. They would tell him that you shouldn't say Baruch, you're being motzi yourself in a klal, you should try to say Nevarich. These are the Medagdakim, and they say Nevarich. That is our minig as well. If a person is Medagdak in the Nusach, for example, in Birkas HaZimun, we'll know whether it'll be clear whether he's a Talmud Chacham or not. If he's very careful about the Nusach HaBracha, for example, Ketzad, if Rebbe Omer Ubetuvo Chayinu, so in other words, according to Rebbe, he should say Baruch Shachal Mishalo Ubetuvo Chayinu. Then we know if he says that, following Rebbe, he's a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because he adds the word ubituvo. However, if instead of ubituvo he says umituvo, hareze bur. Bur means literally he's empty. We would say in our jargon, perhaps colloquially, he's empty-headed. He's a jughead, right? And why is that so? Again, the word bur, by the way, I just want to mention, is borrowed from a Hebrew term, stay bur, which really refers to a field that has nothing in it, nothing's been planted. In any event, what does he gain by adding the beis, and what does he lose by omitting the beis? In the word bituvo or mituvo, instead of the beis, he substitutes with a mem. By adding the letter mem in mituvo, which is not right, then it sounds like he's saying that God's Shevach, the praise we give him, goes up to here but not beyond. He's limiting, he's diminishing the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he's saying, U-mi-tu-vo. I was only then, I only enjoyed Ma'at-mi-tu-vo, a small percentage. Whatever I needed to keep me going, so to speak. The Gemara asks Akasha on Rebbe, Omele Abayil Rav Dimi V'Haksiv, the Torah itself says, or it should say the Tanakh says, Umi Birchascha Yivarach Beis Avdecha Liolam. Now, he adds the letter Mem here. He says, Umi Birchascha. Mi Birchascha. According to Rebbe, he shouldn't have added that Beis. I'm sorry, he shouldn't have added the Mem of Mi Birchascha, because it sounds like he's saying, I was only nene from ma'at mi birchoscha. So the Gemara answers, Bisha Elah Shaini. When you talk about a bakosh and tefillah, that's different, because then he should feel, when he's supplicating in front of the Lord, Ke'oni bipetach. He is a poor person who's begging at the door. He doesn't have the, self-confidence to lift up his head to ask a great bakasha. So therefore he minimizes his bakasha out of that sense of humility and embarrassment, and he says, Mi birchascha. But if, on the other hand, he's being mevarech b'mshabech Hashem, he should not say Mi tuvo, but rather bituvo. Not Mi tuvo, but bituvo. So the Gemara is not happy about this. Bishela Nami Haksiv, even in the case of She'ela, in Tefillah, in Bakasha, we also see that a person could ask in any way he feels he wants to ask. Shenemar, it says in Tehillim, Harchev Picha V'Mal'ehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, open up your mouth and ask whatever you want to ask for. Mashetirtze, V'ani Amalenu, and I'll fill up your mouth. So David, he wasn't Mavakesh. When he was Mavakesh, he was Mavakesh Mi Birchas Cha. Mi Birchas Cha. He's minimizing David HaMelech, his bakasha, and why out of a state of humility. That's fine, but the only thing is, Hashem gave him license to ask for everything, whatever he wants. Harchev Picha V'Amalehu. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying Harchev Picha, Levakesh Kechol Shetirtza, why would David HaMelech therefore limit his bakasha? And the pasuk says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Malcha Meretz Yisrael. Don't think that I cannot fulfill all your wishes, your supplications, because in Yitzis Mitzrayim, look what I did. I had the cholest, the possibility of being mamali all your needs, all your shailos. So why is David saying mi birchasecha? And the Gemara answers, Hahu bedivrei toriksiv. That pasuk harchev picha v'amaleihu is speaking about divrei Torah. When a person wants to be mavakeish divrei Torah, Hashem says you have an open door policy, laissez-faire. Whatever you want to ask for, you ask for. But in other bakashas, a person should only ask for a little. He should, out of a sense of humility, restrict and diminish his bakasha. The Gemara now brings another brisa, which explains certain diyukim in the Nusach of Birkas HaMazon. On Tanya to Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says that the mazmin should be, the mazamin should say, Baruch, no, I'm sorry, the respondents should say, Baruch Shachalim Mishalo Uv Tuvo Chayinu. And if they say it that way, Rabbi says, Arizeh Talmud Chacham. That's the right way to formulate it. But if he says uvetuvo chayim, not chayinu, but chayim, we live, harezeh bur, that's somebody who takes himself out of the klal. And he seems to indicate by saying uvetuvo chayim that the rest of the world is chayim betuvo and not himself. He's taking himself out of it. If he says uvetuvo chayinu in the in Spanish we call it ustedes, right? In the plural we form, right? Then he's including everybody together with him. Uvetuvo chayinu. This obviously expands the praise of God. But if on the other hand he says uvetuvo chayim, that means my life, I'm alive, then he's really, in a sense, limiting, he's undermining the shevach, the greatness of God. Narbaloi Masni Ipcha, a chacham from the town of Narbaloi, he had a different presentation of the brice, actually the flip opposite. And he said that the right, according to his transmission, it's correct to say uvetuvo chayim. Chayim. Because what does that mean, uvetuvo chayim? It's mashma that the entire world is chayim betuvo. Whereas if he says uvetuvo chayinu, then he's including all the mezamnim, all those who are part of the zimun, but he's limiting the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the final maskon is less hilchusa kidnar beloi, but rather the halacha is that we should say, as we saw in the advice of Rebbe, uvetuvo chayinu. Rabbi Yochanan is medayik another diuk in regard to the nusach of Birkas HaMazon. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nevarech shachalu mishalo, hareze tamad chochalu, mishachalu mishalo, hareze bur. If he says, lemishachalu mishalo, it sounds like he's being mevarech the Baal HaBayis, who invited him, and we're eating from his plate. But if we say, Nevarech shachalu mishalo, and we're not saying, achal, if we say Nevarech Shachal Mishlo instead of Lemisha Shachal Mishlo, we're not specifying the person who from whom we're eating, but rather that we should be Mevarech Mishalo. Mishalo is talking about God in the third person. That's a Talmud Chacham.
The Gemara now is a kash on Rav Yochanan. Amale Rav Acha Breid the Rav Rav Ashi Vehamrinan. In Agadah Shel Pesach we say Lefichach Anachlu Chayavim Lahodos Lemisha Asa Lavoseinu Velonu Es Kol Anisim Ha Elu. So we see that there's no inhibition to say Lemi. Rav Yochanan had just said if you're a boor, if you say Lemisha Chal Lemishlo. Here we're saying Lemisha Asa Lanu. Vavoseinu is called Nisim. Omalei, so Rav Ashi responded, Hasa Mucha Milsa. You can see from the context that we are Modim Takarish Baruch, we're thanking Hashem, Man Ovid Nisi Kud Shebrichu. Who's the one who has the capacity to bring about miracles? It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no room here to make any mistakes and say that in this Nusach, maybe he's talking about the Balabas or something like that, like we said in Zimun. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is creating these miracles. No one else, no other being, no other power could do so. So there's no makom tos, but in Zimun, when he says Lemisha Chalu Mishalo, instead of Nevar Shachalu Mishalo, then Misha Chalu Mishalo could be interpreted as this Baal Bais from whom we're eating. And by the way, that doesn't mean he shouldn't be thanking the Baal Bais, that for sure he should be, but that's not what Zimun is about. Zimun is about Achiv to Mivar Takarish Baruch Hu, Viachalta Visavatu Veirachta. Now the Gemara brings an additional statement of Rabbi Yochanan regarding the Nusach of Birchas HaZimun. Om Rabbi Yochanan, when a person responds to the Mezamen, Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo, he's a Talmud Chacham. But if he says, Baruch Al HaMazon Shachalnu, HaRezeh Bur, that's not good. Because then it sounds like he's being Mevarech on the Mazon, and he wants to be Mevarech not on the Mazon, but he should be saying, I thank Hashem from eating from him. I thank Hashem for Mishalo. And here he omits the word Mishalo. Again, there's nothing wrong with saying Al HaMazon. If he would say, for example, Al HaMazon Shachalnu Mishalo, that would be fine. But he leaves out the word Shalo. And the main emphasis here is that we're eating from God's food with God provided for us. Amar Avuna Breid Rav Yeshua Lo Amar and El Bishlosha Delek Hashem Shomayim Avu Basor Dik Hashem Shomayim Mucha Milsa. This problem that he left out the word Shalo and he said Alamoz and Shachal, that's only when there's a Zeman of Shlosha, because we don't say Baruch Elokeinu. So you can make a toast, maybe they're just being Mavarach for the Mazon, but not for God's Mazon that he provided. Avu Asora, where we say Elokeinu, then Mucha Milsa. We know for sure that he's being Mevarech Hashem for the food that God provided for him. And therefore, even if he would say Allah Mazon Shachan, the leaving out Shalo, it would be crystal clear that he's thanking Hashem because he had Elokeinu. And Rav Huna now brings a raya for this point. Kiddusnan, as we saw in the Mishnah back on Daf Mem Tes, that if he has Ribuy Anoshim, then he should say Baruch Levarach Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakos Yosef Akruvim Al HaMazon Shachalnu. So you see clearly that we say Al HaMazon Shachalnu. Kenyan Shu Mevarach Kach Onim Achrov, and those who respond, they're going to say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakos Yosef Akruvim Al HaMazon Shachalnu. So you see that Al HaMazon Shachalnu is fine. That's even L'chatchila. That's the right Nusach. And the reason is because it's Askar Hashem. We're talking about Ribuy Anoshim, and we say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, etc. The Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had established that if there are 10 people, then we say Elokeinu. If there are 11 people, or any other multiples, right? So we say Elokeinu until we get to Mea. And the Echad Asara, the Echad Asara Ribo. And the same principle will apply when we get to Ribo, that just adding a little bit more makes no difference. So we have like a Tvach, like a certain circumference, so to speak.
So the Gemara has to find kasha, ha gufa kasha. There seems to be some sort of problem in understanding this Mishnah. Amrit, you just told me that achad asar ribo alma ki hadadi dinu, that the din of asar and the din of asar ribo are the same, and it'll always say nevarach elokeinu. But v'hadak tani, the Mishnah continues, it says b'mea omer nevarach Hashem elokeinu, b'elef omer nevarach Hashem elokeinu kei Yisrael, b'ribo omer nevarach Hashem elokeinu elokei Yisrael elokei tzvakos Yosef kruvim. So we see quite clearly that the nusach of Zimun changes. It's not like it says in the Reisha, echad asara v'echad asara ribo, that it's the same identical Zimun. That's not true. The Gemara answers on Rav Yosef lo kasha, ha Rabbi Yosef aglili v'ha Rabbi Akiva. We have a Mishnah here that really divides up the Reish and the Sefer into two opinions, and that which the Mishnah says that there's a difference between Asara and Mea and Elef, Mea Elef and Ribui, which is in the Sefer, that's Rabbi Yosef aglili. I'm sorry, that's in the Reish of our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that the din asara, the din of Mea, the din of Elef, the din of Ribui are all the same. That's in the Reish. So that although the Mishnah simply has this division of asara, Mea, Elef, and Ribui, it means that the din of asara, the din of Mea, the din of Elef, din of Ribui are all the same. Let's review this and make sure we got the name straight here in Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Again, there's the Reish of the Mishnah and the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah equates whether it's Asara, Mea, Elef, Ribo, it's all the same, it's all uniform. That's the ratio. The Sefer of the Mishnah makes differentiations in the Nusach of the Zima between Asara, Mea, Elef, and Ribui. So the ratio of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, the Sefer is Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The San we learned in our Mishnah Machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer Lefi Rov HaKol Hei Mevarchim, that the Nusach HaBracha reflects, is commensurate to the, or relative to the growth, to the size of the kol. As long as the greater the kol in number, then the greater the chshivas of the bracha. Shenemar v'makelos baruch Elokim. And from the word v'makelos, it means that it changes, the bracha of the baruch Elokim will shift depending upon the different makelos. But Rabbi Akiva says, mamatzinu v'beis haknesses, that just like when we give an aliyah to the Torah, and we recite the brachas on the Torah, Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch, etc. We don't change the Nusach HaBrach depending upon how many people are in the audience in the Beis Knesses. Is so too, says Rabbi Kivin, the Birkas HaZimu, we're not going to be mechalik between Merubim and Mu'atim. The Gemara now clarifies, what did Rabbi Akiva darshan from the Pasuk Rabbi Yosef Aglili? Rabbi Yosef Aglili invoked the pasuk Makelos Birch Elokim, Makelos meaning many Makelos, many Kohols. So Gemara answers, Rabbi Akiva, I cried to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, my Ovid Bey, mi boile lichesanye niza for a brisa. Hoya Rabbi Meir Omer, minayin shafilu ubrin shemei imam rushira layam at time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Even a fetus in his mother's womb would also recite Shira Shenemar b'makelos barcho Hashem Elokim Hashem imakar Yisrael, which means the emphasis here is on the word makar. Makar is the place where the in the uterus where the baby, the fetus is to be found, is developing, is growing. And when it says that mimakar Yisrael, that is a baruchas Hashem, it means makelus, when the kal of Klal Yisrael on the Yamsuf is being modal Hashem, then even the ubrim that are in the makar, they also recited Shira, or some say they recited Shira al Shema Asid, meaning they didn't recite Shira then because an uber cannot recite Shira, but it means that later on when they became mature,
they recited Shira on what happened at the Yam, Lemafreya. So Gemara asks V'idach, and what does Rabbi Yosef Glili do with, how does he derive this halacha, or shall I say this statement, that even the Ubran, the May Iman recited Shira Layam, after all, Rabbi Yosef Glili uses the Pasuk Makelus Baruch HaKem to teach Rov Kol and teach us a din in Zimun. So the Gemara answers, Mimakar Nafka. In other words, from the fact that the Pasuk says Hashem Mimakar Yisrael, the word Makar is certainly allusion to the process of birth, a fetus developing in its mother's womb, so that we could derive two things from this Pasuk. I mean, from the Pasuk Makelos, we derive the conclusion that each call says its own bracha, its own nusach. And from the fact that it says Mimakar Yisrael, we're teaching about the Shir Layam that was recited by the Ubrim. Now, Rav is going to paskin la locha in this machlok between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Yomer Rav halocha kir Rabbi Akiva, which means that whether or not it's asara, whether it's or not it's ribui in the whole 9 yards, we always recite the same nusach of Nevarech Elokeinu. The Gemara brings down a story about this psak halocha, Ravina Rav Chama Barbuzi Iklu Lebeirish Galusa. They found themselves in the house of the Reish Galusa. Come Rav Chama v'kama hader abe mea. Rabbi Chama was looking around to see if they had 100 people in order to say Zimun, so that then they could say Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu. And this would reflect the Shita Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, that we make a chiluk between Asar and Mea. Then we understand it's justified that Rabbi Chama is running around looking to try to get 100. Amalei Ravina lo tzrichas. Ravina tells the Rami Bar Chama who's running around that he doesn't need to do so. Ein tzarech lachzach rei Mea. Why the hachi amarava halacha ki Rabbi Akiva? We don't make a distinction between Asara and Mea. We always say Nevarech Elokeinu. And the Mishnah later on, Asara she'achlu yachad, if 10 people ate together, Neuchai v'in birchas hazimun, and they recite Haskaras Hashem, they're not allowed to divide into two groups, because that would be mafsid the Shem Hashem, the Zimun b'Shem. Now the Gemara brings another story from the Reish Galusa to clarify in what situation it would be mutar l'chalik. Omar Rava, ki achlinan rifta bei reish galuso, when we used to eat pas, rifta's pas in the base reish galuso, mevarchinan shlosha shlosha. We would divide up into groups of 3 and 3, and of course without haskaras Hashem. So the Gemara asks the following question. Vilivrchu asor asora. Why didn't they make the bracha with groups of asora, and therefore they wouldn't be mafsid the Shem Hashem? Now again, it's not clear exactly how many groups they had of shlosha shlosha. It just says shlosha shlosha. Somehow the assumption is that they had enough for asora, and the question is why did they divide up and they were mafsid the Shem? So the Gemara answers that if they were mezamin basara, shama reish galusa, the reish galusa lefiin shama varach tzarch lagbias kol sheishma kulam, he would hear the voice of the mevarech veikbat, and the reish galusa would be makbet on the fact that they were making these chaburis b'far hesia for themselves. So what exactly was the Reish Galusa makbid about? So the Meiri says that he was makbid because it was nirashen and wrote some lotzis b'berachoso. It sounded like by breaking up they didn't want to hear his bracha. Had they all been together, they would have heard his bracha and they would have been yotze with his bracha. On the other hand, Tosfos Rabbeinu Chassid, Rabbeinu Yehuda, says that the time, the reason why he was makbid, is Rotzel Kaimba Rova Majus Melach, that he wanted, that he felt it should be more and more people joining together in one unit in one Zimur. So the Rashba asks the following question: how were they allowed to be Machalik to Shlosha Shlosha and to be Mafsid the Zimun of Asar? We really don't have an answer in the Gemara. And the answer that the Rashba offers is that if the Reish Galusa would hear that they were being Mevarach Liatzman, he would have prevented them from being Mizamein until they would be Mevarach together with him. His Zimun would Lo Yilchom L'shmoa Machmas. So there was so much noise, if there was one single Zimun, that they couldn't hear it. Therefore, they preferred to be Machalik. That's the reason why they divide up and they were mafsid b'brocha of Zimun Basar. The second teretz offered by the Rashba is that even though they didn't have the Reish Galusa, the Reish Galusa would not have been monom if he would not have prevented them from Zimun, but since he was makvid on kach, it was a zilzul of the Reish Galusa, and Kavod Abrius is dochalosa se derabonon. And the mitzvah Zimun Basar is midrabanon, and Nifku bibirchas of the Reish Galusa. Why weren't they yotzi with the Zimun of the Reish Galusa? Why would they break it up into smaller groups? So the Gemara answers, Aydi di avshu kuli alma lo shami, because the Zimun of the Reish Galusa in a loud voice, there was a kol avar, there was like an echo. And there was so many mesubin, it was literally impossible to hear the call of the mevarech, and therefore they broke up into smaller groups. The Gemara now deals with another situation of echad min ashlosha, hikdim ubirech below zimun. Omar Rabba Tosfa, hani shlosha de karchi riftabadi adadi, so three people ate pas together. V'kodim chad minayu ubarech ledaite, and one of them went and he made his own birkas hamazon without zimun. Inun nafkin bezimun didei, the two that are remaining that haven't yet made a bracha, they could be mezamin for themselves because they started with three, and they could fulfill the mitzvah of zimun. So what happens exactly after one of them checks out? The Gemara's language is the following: Inun, the other two that are left, they haven't yet recited Birkas Hamazon, Nafkin Bezimun Didei. So what does that mean, Didei? They Yotze with his Zimun. In other words, it sounds like they're being Mezami together with him. And I quote to you the language of the Rosh: Sha'af Shehu Kvar Birech, even though this third fellow already recited the Baruch, Venu Chayvod Bebirkas Hamazon, Yochalomar Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo. And in effect, he's no different than someone who comes besof suda, and he eats, I don't know, let's say a yerek, some sort of a vegetable, and he's allowed to say with him Baruch Shachal Mishalo, even though he's not chayv birkas hamazon. So you see, says the Rosh, there could be a tziruf lezimun on the part of someone who's not chayv birkas hamazon, and this person already recited birkas hamazon. He's not chayv birkas hamazon, but nevertheless, he can say Baruch Shachal Mishalo. And that's what it means, Inun Nafkin Bezimun Didei. They're using him as part of the Zimun. Now, I'm not 100% sure that all the Rishonim understood it in this way. Because, for example, the Rashba's language is, Im Kodam Echru Birech Yochal Ashnaim Shenisharu Lezamein Olav. I'm not sure what he means, Olav. And he says that lefisha shnayim adifim mimenu v'ein b'kochu shalecha levata mehem toras zimun aval im shnayim kodmu birchu, if two of them went out and they were mevarech, is eino echid yochel ezamin aleihem. Again, I don't know what he means by aleihem. I'm going to assume, because I don't like to make machlokes, I'd rather be in harmony here, that the Rashba would agree to what it says here in the Rosh, that when it says bezimun didei, it means that he is also, even though he benched already, he is nevertheless considered part of the Zimun, and as the Rosh says, he can say Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo. However, he cannot be yotze zimun through them. In other words, he doesn't have the kiyum. He doesn't obtain a kiyum of zimun because he's already benched. He could be mezamin together with them, and they with him. But on the other hand, he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah of zimun. Because there's no zimun l'mafreya. In other words, after you already benched Birkas HaMazon, he can't get, there's no way of attaching zimun and the kiyum zimun to the Birkas HaMazon after it's already been recited. The Gemara now goes back to the machlokas at the end of our Mishnah between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The Mishnah tells us that according to Rabbi Akiva, in the Beis HaKnesses they say Baruch Hu Es Hashem. And Rabbi Shmuel says, they say, Baruch Hashem HaMavorach. And the Gemara brings a story. Raphram bar papa ikla lebei knishta dabaye gibar. He ended up, Raphram bar papa, in the Beis Knesset of Avi, or Abe Gibar. That was the name of the person, or perhaps the name of the place. Kam kra besifra. Raphram got up and he was reading from the Sefer Torah in that Beis HaKnesses V'yomar, and he said Baruch Hu Es Hashem V'yishtik V'lo Amar HaMavorach. In other words, he reflected the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Avshu Kuli Alma, all the Mispalim responded B'kol Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach, like the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. So it's interesting that the Ola himself, he is going to be Mevarech Baruch Hu Es Hashem, according to this Raphram story. But the other people are going to respond, as they did at that time, in that Beis HaKnesses in Abi Gibor, with Baruch Hashem HaMevarech, like Rabbi Shmuel. Omar Rava turns to Raphram regarding this story, and he says, Pasya Uchma, which means a klichere shehichshir machmas melacha. In other words, we're talking about a pottery, a piece of pottery in this mashal, which, if it's used too often, over and over again, it becomes black. It gets dark. And that means, in the nimshal, that you are ragil v'tadir b'torah. So he's giving him a compliment. Rav is giving Raphram a compliment because he's about to ask him a question. I don't understand. Now, given the fact that you are Rugil and Tadim and Torah is Bahari Plukta Lomali, why are you Machnis? Why are you entering into this minefield of Machlokas to say Baruch Hu Hashem without Hamavorach? After all, everybody agrees that the best ideal way of doing it would be to say Hamavorach. Just so Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't have to say Hamavorach. But why wouldn't you do it l'chatchila the way that everybody would be happy for you to do it? V'od, and furthermore, I have another reason why you should say Hamavorach. Dinog alma k'Rabbi Shmuel. That the Olam, the world, has accepted upon themselves the psak of Rabbi Shmuel. And you should follow the psak of the Olam, and therefore you should be reciting Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach, and not just Baruch Hu Es Hashem without HaMavorach. The Pri Choras has a long arichas here to try to figure out in Makom Shenogu Shalal Pi Halacha, what do we do? Do we follow the Minog, or do we follow the Halacha? What should we do? He says, Mikan Ein Lo Chiyach Mishum Tiyesh Lefarish Shalo Neskamin Rav Loma Shagamim Halacha Krabi Kiva Hayu Lechol Lasos Kamo Minog El Kavanos Loma Sha'af Im Hoysa Hamachlokes Shkula V'lo Nifsak Ki Echad Mihem Hayu Lechol Lasos Krabi Yishmael Mishum Shekein Noeg Ha'olam. And now we're up to the Mishnah, the second Mishnah here on Daf Nunam et Al. Shlosha shachlu ka'achas ein rashoim lichalik. Once they ate together, they became chayv and zim, and they can't break that up. V'chein arba. They cannot break it up. And they cannot have a zimun of three levad, and the revi
will bench by himself, because he also is chayv Birkas Hamazon in Birkas Hazimun. V'chein chamisha, five people ate ke'achas, no one's allowed to divvy up and break up the chamisha. Aval shisha nechlokim, you can divide into two groups of three each. And the reason for that is because each one of these two groups is fulfilling a chiyuv zimun, and no one is lost. It's a win-win situation. And the same din applies in any chabur that has up to asara anoshim. They can divide up into two chaburos. Each chabura will have enough of a minimum of three in order to mekayim the mitzvah of zimun. That's fine. Vasara, if 10 people together, ein nechlokim, we don't divide them up into two chaburas, because as we said over and over again, that would be mafsid the haskaras Hashem. Now the din in more than 10 who ate together is that they're not rashayim lichalik ad esrim, unless they reach the number esrim. Once they read esrim, they can divide up into two groups of 10 each, so they weren't mafsid elokeinu. On the contrary, they have a double elokeinu. I'm not sure if anyone in the poskim would advocate that that's exactly what they should do, unless there was noise and so on, then for sure. Now, in what situation can we be mitzaref two chaburas to be mezamin together? Until now we've been splitting them, now we want to join them together. Shtei chaburas shohayu ochlos v'bayis echod. So you have two groups that were eating in the same bayis. Now the same law would apply if they're sitting two chaburas in two different batim, they could be mitzaref, as long as all of them can hear the Birchas Hamazon mipi hamavarech. The Mishnah mentions Bevayis Echad to teach us that even Bevayis Echad, if Einom Roim Elu Es Elu Ein Mitztarif. So Bizman Shemiktsason Roim Elu Es Elu Arein Mitztarif in Lezimun. As long as there are some who can see both groups, even though they're split in two different parts of the house, but this one central group that could see both groups, very similar loch in Edus, we'll speak about that at some point, is then Harelu Mitztarfin Lezimun. So the Roim Elus Elu is enough to be the agent of Tziruf for a Zimun. But Vim Lav, if they can't see one another and there's no one to join them together, then there's no Tziruf Lezimun. Elu mizamnin liatzman v'elu mizamnats, and each group will make its own zimun. Let's just add that this halacha that we see in the Mishnah, that two chaburas that are eating in one bayis, is if they can see miktsosan elu es elu, then they can be mitzaref to a zimun, one zimun. The same din would apply if they were sitting in two chaburas in two different houses, they can be mitzaref if they can hear the Birkas Hamazon from the Mevarech. The Mishnah only mentions Bevayis Echad to teach me that even in a Bevayis Echad, if Einom Roim Zetze, they're not Mitztarfin. Now, the Yushalmi's language in the name of Rav Zeira is explicit. It says, Af Chaburus Shnei Batim Mitztarfin. The Ramban, on the other hand, claims that the Bavli disagrees with the Yushalmi. Now, the Yerushalmi says in the name of Rabbi Yonah that Nichnasu Risha Rishona Al Menaskeit, which means, says the Rashba, what that means, the Yerushalmi is telling us that when you have two chaburas in one bias and Miktsasa Roedus Elus Elu, the Tziruf is only applicable if Nichnasu Mitchila Al Menaskeit. Now, it's from the get-go. When they came in to eat, they had in mind that they would be one chabura. And the reason for this is, says the Rashba, Shebishvil itztarif lezimun tzarich sheyaseivu yachad. Then you need a haseiva together to be part of a zimun. And if they came and from the first hour they wanted to be mitztarif, that's one thing.
So even though they weren't yet there, but they, in theory, they're going to be Hasebu. The Arzurua disagrees, and he says that Rabbi Yonah and the Yushalmi didn't say that they have to come in, and from the beginning it was Aldaskin, but rather Shtei Chaburis B'Shtei Batim. In that case, maybe we need Aldaskin, but if it's Bayis Echa, there already is a Tziruf, we don't need Aldaskin. Now, the Mishnah here says, Roim Elus Elu Mitztarf L'Zimun Echad. The Mishnah talks about a case where each of these Chaburis has Kedei Zimun, and the question is, under what circumstances can the two Chaburis be Mitztarf to have one common Zimun? And the Mepharshim disagree, what's the din in a situation where Ein B'Koch Chabur Kedei L'Zam? In other words, each Chabura has only two people. And in addition, there's Adam Echad. Ha'imei mitztarfim yachad l'schayev b'zimun. So again, we started with Chabur of two. There's another person. Can be mitztarf the two in Achiv Zimun. And on that we have the halacha of Roim Elus Elu. Im lav, if they don't see Elu as Elu, they're not mitztarif yachad, but rather these are mezamin liatzman and these are mezamin liatzman. Finally, the Mishnah concludes with a question about birchas bori pri agofen, whether the yayin is mazug or it's undiluted chai wine. And the Mishnah says, "Ein mevarchim." This is according to Rabbi Eliezer. "Ein mevarchim al yayin." We don't recite bori pri agofen on yayin ad sheyitein b'sochom mayim. In other words, it's unconcentrated, undiluted wine is so strong that it's not roi l'shtia. You have to add mayim. Now, exactly what the ratios of mayim, that's going to be a discussion. That's all divrei Rabbi Eliezer, v'chachom omrim, mevarchim, even on yayin chai, which is undiluted, fully natural, concentrated wine, we still recite a bracha of borei pri hagofen. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, as long as he didn't put mayim in, then ein ze nechshav shishtana hayayin le'ilui. El arehu kanovim u'bruchaso borei pri ha'etz. This is Rashi, later on in Omid Beis, dira masel ein mevarchim. Rashi is here shedding a light, an important light on Rabbi Eliezer, and he's saying basically that the bracha of borei pri agaf was established on the product of grapes, because this is called a shinui le'ilui. You're upgrading the status of the priya eitz, and you're making it into yayin le'ilui. So whereas anovim only get a bracha bor priya eitz, gefen yayin gets a special bracha borei pri hagefen. But Rabbi Eliezer makes that condition on the fact that he adds water to dilute it, because since it's so impossible to swallow, to get down this drink, this wine that's undiluted, is therefore, that's not called nishtana le'ilui. That kind of yayin, which is totally chai and has no dilution of water, is so strong that it's impossible to make a bracha bori pri agofen and tell me that this is an ilui, that you've taken a product that was created in nature and you've improved upon it. How can you say you improved upon it as far as it's impossible to drink it? And the Chachamim think that no, mevarchim bori pri agofen, apparently even yayin chai can be drunk. So the Gemara asks, my kamashmalon, if the Mishnah tells me that Shlosha Shachlu Kachas Chayom Bezimun to Nina Chadazimun, we had that in the first mission of our Perek, Shlosha Shachlu Kachas Chayom Luzamin. So the Gemara answers, Hakamashmalon, Ki Ha Di Omer Rabbi Abba Omer Shmuel Shlosha Shiyoshvu Lechol Ki Achas. And they made a bracha of Hamotzi, and they began eating, Vadayin Lo Ochlu, they haven't yet tasted from the Kazai's Pass. And now they want to split up Einam Rashoyim L'chalik, because they already became chayev in Zimun from the minute that they all sat down to eat together. The Gemara presents a Lishna Chrina and a Mirtz Hashem. We'll pick that up
in tomorrow's shiur.